One woman died today on Seron Street in the area of Pigadaki Avoulas when fire broke out in her apartment. Four people were safely evacuated from the property, with two women being taken to hospital. Donald Trump threatened to deploy military forces against U.S. citizens if governors didn't activate National Guardsmen to control protesters, cleaning the way for a presidential photo op in front of a church near the White House that was damaged during protests. Officers tear gassed peaceful protesters who were out before curfew. The Louisville police chief was fired after officers shot and killed a local restaurant owner and beloved community member. In Philadelphia, police responded to protesters with aggression, and in Washington, D.C., military helicopters flew low to disperse crowds, and officers doused protesters with pepper spray. The youth division of the Communist Party of Greece, CNE, held a protest outside the United States Embassy in Athens on Monday afternoon to protest the barbarity and repression of the American government following the murder of George Floyd by a policeman. The publication in the Turkish government's Gazette of a map outlining areas of the Greek continental shelf where Turkey's Petroleum Corporation has applied for exploration permits has drawn an angry response from Athens, which warned it is fully prepared to respond in the event that Ankara chooses to conduct exploratory activities in these areas. Despite the declining course of the coronavirus epidemic, the islands continue to boost their levels of readiness in view of the tourist season, which formally begins on June 15. From today until Sunday, executives of Greek Ambulance Service ECAV will visit islands to inspect readiness levels at all health officials. Today, they will visit the island of Serifos. Greece will pay for the accommodation of any tourists who test positive for the coronavirus during their visit, government spokesman Stelios Petsas told journalists yesterday. And the weather forecast: rain and thunderstorms are forecast this afternoon in Attica. The temperature is expected to reach a maximum of 25 degrees Celsius.